It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and thank you for joining me today. We are going to be talking about three trends you're going to see in the first quarter of this year. Hopefully most of you, if not all of you that are listening in the early parts of 2019, not sometime in, you know, June or July of 2019, and not that that would necessarily be a bad thing, but it kind of defeats the purpose of what I see trending and some things you should be at least aware of as the first quarter starts rolling. And as you and I start rolling through ourselves through the first quarter of 2019. And what I thought I would do is, not that I think that I am, superiorly connected in some kind of a, is that even a word? I don't even think it is superiorly. I doubt it. If I have some kind of a superior connection with people regarding, body and business and those kinds of things. But based on the people that I talk to a lot weekly, I'm basing some of the things we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to be brief, but I think you're going to get some use out of this. So we're going to hit three things. One's going to be personal, a personal trend you're going to be seeing that I think can affect you personally or something at least be on the watch for. So I'm not necessarily recommending that maybe you do some of these things, but just some trending things that you'll be seeing, I think. So there's going to be the personal thing. We're going to talk about a business or investment thing to be on the lookout for in 2019. And then we're going to talk about a kind of a social thing to be looking for in 2019 that is more of a social thing that you're going to be seeing. So we're going to hit the social. We're going to hit the business. And we're going to hit the personal body well-being aspect of at least the top three things that I'm seeing coming down the road here. All right, so let's talk about those. Let's actually start with personally. What you're going to be seeing personally is something that I never thought I would see, but you are starting to see it. And you're going to see it even more in 2019. And I predict you'll see even more of it as we get into 2019 and actually into 2020. And that is the rise, the popularity, the use of what's called an accountability coach. An accountability coach. And it's everything that you would think an accountability coach would be, just based on those two words. So an accountability coach is someone that stays on your case until you get done what you need to get done. Whether it's a business target you need to reach, whether it's a weight target you need to reach, fitness target you need to reach, whether it's maybe a personal target you need to reach regarding relationships, more and more people are enrolling and paying for accountability coaches. And what these people do is they're basically hired to check in with their clients regarding whatever their clients need them to check in with in order to make them accountable for achieving whatever targets they've got set. Okay, so think of it this way. So let's say you want to lose 20 pounds. You're going to hire an accountability coach that's going to probably call you or email you once a week, reminding you of the workouts you need to do, reminding you of the diet that you need to have in place in order to achieve that target. And that will supposedly happen through the period of time necessary in order to achieve your target. It's rumored, and I don't know this for sure, but a pretty good source I have told me that Mike Tyson, in his day when he was the heavyweight champion, would basically pay one or two guys to follow him around and do one thing. They would say in his ear, behind him, in front of him, "You're the man. You're the champ. You're the best. You're the man. You're the champ." That's what he would pay these people to do. And so that's kind of what is going on here with this accountability coach. And I'm not criticizing it necessarily. I question if you really need an accountability coach. I mean, I question actually needing to do that. But if some people need to do it, some people need to do it. In order for them to reach their targets, they need to do what's necessary. So, but you're going to see more and more of this. And this is not only in the personal level. This is at the corporate level too. So there are owners of businesses all the way up to CFOs and CEOs of some large companies that have and are paying accountability coaches. And you're going to see more and more of this happening this quarter. You may even read about it here or there. You may even see it here or there in the press or in the news. Don't be surprised when you do and if you do, because it's going to become more and more of something that we're going to be seeing and paying attention to, where, hell, 10 years ago, you know, the thought of even having such a thing as an accountability coach would be ridiculous. Okay, so that's number one, personally, an accountability coach you're going to be seeing. All right, let's jump to number two, which is business investment. You know, all along, I better stop short there. Not all along, but over the last 3 years, I have been talking about how the demand for apartments will continue to increase from investors as well, right? So not only is there the demand from tenants that will continue, there will be a demand for investors as well. And that will continue this quarter. So what I've just told you is something that it should not be news to you if you've been following me for any period of time. So the line of investors will continue to get longer and longer that want to own their own apartment property communities, their own apartment projects, because of the demand. And there's, you know, four or five other reasons too that I've talked about. But let's just leave it at that for now, that you will see that happening. But you're going to see another area where this is happening as well. You're going to see more and more companies, especially Wall Street kind of companies, making the decision to buy large amounts of single-family homes in order to provide that long line of prospective renters places to live. Okay, places to live. And so think of it this way. Some of these companies are not just going to hopefully acquire a bunch of apartment projects, because as I said, that line continues to get longer. And what happens in that line is it gets longer. The projects and the opportunities become fewer and fewer, don't they? Why? Because more and more buyers, investors are competing to buy them. Okay, so the demand will continue to increase for investors to own apartments, but because there's so much demand, that impacts the supply, and there's more competition, so there's less opportunity to buy a project, an apartment community that meets your financial criteria. So what's the alternative if you're a company looking to do this? Well, kind of logically, it's single-family homes, right? So you're going to see more and more companies not only continue their push, their aggressive push towards accumulating more apartment communities, you're going to see an aggressive push to accumulate single-family homes as well to meet not only the current demand, but the coming demand that they see. And obviously, if they feel it's worth investing, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in single-family homes, they also see the line of residents and prospective tenants out the door getting longer and longer too, just like we've been talking about for the last two or three years. Okay. So you're going to see more talk of single family home purchases in bundles, in groups. People will come in and want to buy 30 homes at a time, 60 homes at a time, 100 homes at a time. Some will even start building some homes as well. And maybe they'll build 20, 30, 50, 100 homes just for rental, not to build and to sell, but to rent. You're going to be seeing more and more of that. And I got a feeling that'll be a big trend, a big investment trend in 2019. Apartments will still be the go-to for investors that want to own real estate, rental real estate. But you're going to see a big push into single-family homes, mainly because of that competition issue that we talked about before. All right, so that's number two. So we've covered the accountability coach is more of a personal thing that you're going to be seeing, a self-improvement thing that you're going to be seeing more and more of. Personal accountability coaches calling you and reminding you that you need to get on the treadmill today and lose that weight or schedule those board meetings so you can get your targets reached if you're the company CEO. Then we talked about where you're going to see more and more demand from investors, especially Wall Street type institutional investors, and you're going to see a push for single family homes. And I think you'll see a major push this quarter for that. And we discussed the reasons why that is. Now, the third one I want to mention, it's going to sound a little, what's the term I'm looking for? Bit like a conspiracy theorist here. So I'm going to sound like I've been, sitting in my basement reading UFO books for the last 2 weeks, okay? That's what it's going to sound like for some of you. But I want you to really think about what I'm going to talk about here, because this is a trend that I see and folks that I'm close with see as well. And I think you're just starting to see the things on the periphery of this. And I got a feeling once I explain it to you, you will be shaking your head like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. So it has to do with social media, and it mainly has to do with social media giants right now. So who are the social media giants right now? Facebook is probably number one. Twitter is probably number two. Then you got Instagram and Snapchat that are probably three and four. And then you probably have maybe, two or three other ones after them, right, in terms of social media contacts. And you've noticed that there's been some big problems with some of these social media companies lately where the government has gotten involved. So leaking information is one. Right now, there's a lot of conversation about what is offensive content, what can or can't you put out there, what can or can't these social media companies allow to be out there on their platform. No matter that there's actually freedom of speech in our country, but, there's that discussion going on, and there's going to be more and more regulation. And that's my point. You're going to be seeing these businesses regulated more and more, and you're going to be seeing the governments wanting to get involved in regulating them more and more. And this even gets down to email. So I wouldn't be surprised if, in order to send an email to somebody, you have to have some kind of signed permission from them or something set up where they actually can accept email. There'll be probably, there's a list you can subscribe to for not receiving junk mail through the regular mail. There may be something like that coming out too. But the point where I'm going with this is you're going to be seeing more and more enforcement of regulations on these social media companies. Okay. You're going to be seeing more and more of that this quarter, and it's going to continue to get even worse into 2019. Google and YouTube are a good example of that as well. And by the way, personally, I like all the social media platforms. I'm not on them 10 hours a day, but I like them. And that's actually another discussion for another time. There are people that are on these things all day. It interferes with their work, their personal lives, their business lives, And don't be surprised one day if someone's pointing to the social media companies for their illnesses, their problems, their social interaction issues, their failing businesses. That's a whole Pandora's box there that I won't go into, but it would be something I wouldn't be surprised that we would see at some time in the future. But for now, this quarter, you're going to be seeing more regulation of this. And if you're a big user of these accounts, you're going to be seeing regulation as far as you are, as you personally, your information, what you can provide, what you can say, what you can do, what you can film, what kind of videos you can have, what kind of comments you can have, profanity, can you use it, how much, all of these things are in the process right now. All of these things are out there right now. Okay. The funny thing is, this stuff can be taken away in an instant. Again, I haven't been reading too many UFO books, I promise. But, just think about this. So let's say you are a major movie star or a celebrity. Let's say you're like The Rock, okay? Dwayne Johnson. By the way, I love Dwayne Johnson. He's awesome. I love all of his movies. I'd love to see him in action. So let's just say you're Dwayne Johnson. And you have, 2 million followers on, Instagram or something. Well, Instagram can unplug you whenever they want, right? So if he starts doing something that they think is offensive, they can unplug him right now. So probably a thing that The Rock would sell to prospective people wanting him to be in their next movie or their next show or whatever is, hey, I can promote this by getting in touch with millions of my followers. Well, they can disappear like that. And in no way am I saying that that's going to happen. But what my point is, it was with more regulation that's coming this quarter, it'll continue to expand. You're going to see more and more of people not being able to do what they want to do and use the social media the way that they want to use it. And over the first quarter, you won't see this in a shockingly, what a huge change kind of way. All of these things always happen slowly, but this is a trend that you will be seeing in the first quarter is where I think you're going to be seeing most of the momentum on this starting. You'll be hearing most of these things from the media regarding this. It'll be interesting to follow it and see how it goes. So those are my top three. Accountability coaches, get ready for them. Maybe you have one already. Demand for apartments will continue from investors, but you will see a major push to also throw in single family homes with that. And social media, regulatories, regulation, government involvement, what you can say, not say, do not do, that process is starting. And you're going to be seeing more and more and hearing more and more about that as well. So there you go. Have a great rest of your day. And we will talk to you soon. Take care. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.